This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We do not speak Gen Z here. We speak English. The Queen's English, or the King's English, or the English is English. English, the proper English. That's what we're all about here. Former teacher and college professor Doug Steffen here on the air to make everything right. maybe not.
Listen,
yes! Oh, of course, listen to the wise guy. There's nothing where... Okay, so what Jay is alluding to, Jay Kirshner here with Doug Steffen, 7 past the hour on the last day of August. Oof. See, I can't even really... I'm having a hard time getting
it. It's hard to say, isn't it?
It is hard.
You're
yeah.
so not happy about it.
Nope. So anyway, the people that produce commercials, big ad agencies pay millions of dollars to talent. They get writers to do scripts for commercials. And a lot of them that you hear on the air here are cut in these big advertising agencies and the studios. They hire voice talent and do all that good stuff. And then they bungle the English that's in the... it's like, you know the old expression, like fingernails scratching on a blackboard?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it doesn't bother most people. But it really, you can hear when during the commercial break, people say, what do you do during the commercial breaks? What do you do during the news? Yada, stuff. Maybe we go to the bathroom, we have something to eat.
Micromanage the commercials.
Yeah, or we listen to some of these damn commercials. And the business about for free, that is such horrible English. People say, oh, what's wrong with it? Because we've accepted, like, things. James Collins is a new guy at the control board, and he's a young kid from Dallas. And I don't know what the schools are like in Dallas, but I do, because I'm listening to him talk. And it's not about him. It's just that what's taught or isn't taught, or what we get by with now, it's kind of like all of the other stuff. One of the great things about doing this sort of a radio program is you keep up with what's going on. I am so thankful that I'm able to do this every day. Jay and I keep up with what's going on in the world so that we can have a conversation that sounds relatively intelligent when it comes to giving you some background into things that matter. And I think grammar matters. I think the English language matters. I think how you speak, it affects what people think of you. So if you're using a lot of dem, dats, dees, and does, or you use him instead of he, or, you know, you use the improper pronouns, it reflects on you. And again, this is not just about James, about everybody that seems to be sloppy.
Well, and also the typing part, like autocorrect, will get you. Because there is a huge difference between there, and there.
Yes.
However, sometimes when people are writing something out and they're using it on their phone, and the autocorrect thinks that it knows better, and it will change
drives you
correct
nuts.
There to an incorrect there. And now it's like, hey, wait a second. Now you're so embarrassed because it's like, I used the right one. I knew the right one.
Yeah.
I don't mind when people use improper English. I don't mind when people correct me when I use improper English.
I don't like
it. I do mind, however, when somebody corrects me and they are, in fact, wrong and I was right. Like, if I say regardless and somebody corrects me with irregardless, and I'm like,
horrible.
Said,
bad
if you're going to
you.
Correct me, make sure you are actually correcting me, and you are, in fact, correct.
Do you know who's written the Bible on this? My daughter, who's an English professor at UCLA. She will, in a nice way, but she holds up, like, she and her father have these conversations, and she'll correct me even on stuff. She does it lovingly. She's not being a jerk about
it.
But
on recording?
What? That she does it lovingly, or that
she corrects
me?
No, when she corrects you.
Yeah, well, maybe the next time you get on the
air. Oh, there's no doubt about how much your daughter loves you and adores you. I've seen the way she looks at you. There is so much love.
She's a great girl. All right, so where are we before you get me off on the my family? So I may have to.
A parent and a child, really.
Oh, my God. Fathers and daughters. But I have this special, my son, I have a special place for both of them because they're such unique individuals. One of the things I love most about them, and this is for parents, think about how you love your children. And sometimes as they were growing up, I admit to favoring Megan sometimes and then favoring Brendan sometimes. But now, as I've seen them mature into adulthood and see them with their children and see how they are, they've always been very close together. They, the two of them, as they've grown up, when they were growing up, they were close. When there's a picture I have in my studio here, I have a picture, excuse me, of the two of them in their bathrobes in the studio when they were probably, I don't know, Megan was probably 12 and Brendan was 9. And it's just the two of them. Just, I should post it. I should take a picture of it.
Yes, that would be amazing.
That and pictures of Charlotte and Yoda. That's what I have in my studio, among all the other things on the... I have a big sign in front of me, what's in it for the listener?
Oh, I like
so,
that.
Yes, well, that's kind of why we're here.
That's a, yeah.
Yep. All right, so here's a good story from Beantown, where the father and son, who were fishermen, they went out in a fishing boat, ran into some rocks in Boston Harbor, and it looked the boat sank, and it looked like they were going to sink. Mm-hmm. Apparently, they had been drinking a little before they went out, and while they were out, that's always, you know, we talk about driving and drinking. It's just as bad, if not worse.
People do
when you go out
all the time.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God! And you go out in a boat on a lake, or you go out into the. I was talking earlier about how wonderful the water is in our lives, and I would love to have a boat, and I'd love to be able to go out on a 70-foot cruiser and just spend an evening out in the harbor. It'd be, you know, delightful. But yet, you, in the back of your mind, you think of the people who go out there, and they just get wasted, blasted, gonzo. And that's what these guys were doing. Go ahead, Jay.
Well, no, there was a recent story of people who were tubing. They were being pulled by a boat on an inner tube.
Yeah.
And there was another boat where they were drinking, and they just flew right through.
Over.
And the woman lost her leg, and...
Yeah. Yeah.
It is just, it can be so dangerous. So anyway, the father and son fishing duo, who were having fun until their boat
until they weren't.
Sank. Yeah. They were rescued.
Uh-huh.
They were rescued by Boston officers who found them floating on that cooler, so maybe...
A cooler. The cooler that had all the beer in it.
The cool, yeah.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
So that cooler saved their life.
Yeah, well, there's been no, neither of them are any the worse for wear, it would seem. But still, it's kind of a, I guess, a not
so
subtle warning.
Promo for that cooler. We need to figure out what brand that cooler is.
Right, exactly. All right, you want to know where not to live? One of the places that is the least favored of any place on earth is Saudi Arabia. So here's another example, another reason why you want nothing to do with the Saudis. I want nothing to do with them. I think our country should have nothing to do with them. It is more than obnoxious that we embrace these no-good SOBs who run this country. Yesterday, a Saudi Arabian court sentenced a woman to 45 years in prison because of a social media post that was negative about the Crown Prince. They're cracking down on women activists. They say the women are violating public orders. Can you imagine living in that kind of a society in 2022?
Mm-hmm.
And we embrace them. We love them.
It's awful.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That kind of stuff. Unga bunga. Gorbachev's dead. Pretty much everybody knows that now, right? And I was talking about his relationship with Putin earlier on and how he thought that Putin ruined the history, the legacy of the Soviet Union, which, of course, he has. Gorbachev, in my mind, in most Americans' minds, was the apex of a good leader because he did what we wanted him to do, whether the Soviets or the Russians think he was the apex, whether he was at the height, whether he was very popular. And he sort of calmed things down when it came to the Cold War, for sure. And the guy who followed him, speaking about drinking beer, was a God-blessed drunk, Yeltsin. Oh, man. I remember being in the same room with him once. Oh, he could smell it. Horrible. You know, most Russians are drunks anyway. Alcohol is a big part of their life, and vodka and stuff.
Well, vodka,
but
it's
so cold and dark. Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess I'm stereotypically.
No, I don't mean you. I mean being in the elevator and being able to smell it.
No, yeah.
He was feeding into his own stereotype.
Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, so the passing of Gorbachev has been noted. I thought we ought to compare and contrast. You know, in the good news department, there are things, even in politics, that are, excuse me, somewhat refreshing. I want to take a couple of minutes to look at something that I've noted about the COVID situation in a matter of moments, right after these words, as a matter of fact.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs. We've all been trimming and then, ouchie, wawa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down-there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Okay. So now I'm looking at some stats that have come out, Jay, regarding people's feelings in terms of COVID then and now. Remember when Trump was all about taking stuff that was inexpensive and the liberals said, it's Trump stuff, I'm not taking that, which was nonsense, of course. Now, those who identify themselves as pretty liberal adults are off the COVID thing, the worrying about shots to not everybody, but I'm saying in terms of percentages, there was a wildly broad split between those who identify themselves as conservative, which is a terrible, the right wingers, I'm offended by the stuff that is referred to as the conservative movement because it has nothing to do with conserving anything. But anyway, that's another subject.
Well, there are conservative liberals and liberal conservatives, so it's just kind of like a hodgepodge anyway.
Right, exactly. So anyway, taking COVID seriously, and I don't mean that we shouldn't take it seriously, but I always thought that we went way beyond where we should have in terms of shutting down the economy, shutting down the country, shutting down pretty much everything, and I was considered a wacko right-winger for saying that. Now, there are a lot of people that were in business that are pretty anxious because of the way the world has changed. A lot of very liberal people and moderately liberal people say the virus presents a problem to their how they're worried, but the number has gone from like 73% of those who say they're liberals to 34% in terms of ideological focus on COVID. And I think that happens. You know, it happens because people learn things. We've smartened up about this. And it isn't what we thought it was at first, but look at the toll it's taken in the 2.5 years since it started. That's one of the sobering impacts of all of this. 21 after the hour.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world.
And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Human resources for family farmers. If I've been on the farm all my life, but there's nobody in my family who's interested. They want to keep the land and keep it producing, but they can't do it themselves. And one wonders in Iowa, how are you dealing with it?
Well, you know, there are some challenges and some opportunities. The challenge that we see that it takes more acres to support a family.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now on the ever pleasant Doug Good Day program with the very pleasant Jay Kirshner. This is one of those mind blowers for a second. I'm going to spend a moment on Princess Diana. And then we're going to get on to Luke Bell. Another story is kind of tragic. So it was 25 years ago today. Can you believe that? 25 years ago today that she and Dodi Fayed left the Ritz Hotel in Paris over to his apartment. A little after midnight, the driver was the head of security at the Ritz.
They found out later he was drunk at the time. They were on the way to Dottie's place, and they were being chased by paparazzi.
Yeah.
She's dead. Young.
And it really, you remember the movie that was Helen Mirren starred as the Queen, about how difficult it was for the Queen to wrap herself around how popular she was, that out of touch, how popular Princess Diana was, and how they wanted to sort of ignore what was going on, but they couldn't. And then the rest of the world, for whatever the reason, this woman sparked something in people that I can't remember anybody else, frankly, in my lifetime.
One of us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So think about that. 25 years ago today. In a moment, the sad story of Luke Bell, here on Good Day.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Where you been? Hey, mister in the mirror, where's my friend?
I didn't know I was a fan because I didn't know who this was. But he has some pretty bright stories lyrically, musically. Luke Bell, 32 years old, is dead. And there's a question about what his mental state was. So is this another one of these, like the news anchor, a 27-year-old lady in Wisconsin who killed herself yesterday? Is this the same thing? Is this what we're talking about here with Luke Bell, do you think, Jay?
Possibly. That could be one of the situations that he maybe died by suicide. He was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and recently, according to people close to him, said that his mental state had taken a turn for the worse.
He went away. Didn't he go for... He disappeared.
Missing. He was missing for a little over a week when he was found in Tucson, Arizona, pretty much near where he disappeared. So it could have been a tragic accident. It could have been that he took his own life.
Yeah, kid was only 32, though. That's pretty sobering. All right, the passing of Luke Bell, we note here on the Good Day program, at 28 past the hour. The home that you live in has stuff in it that you may not know. Mold. Mildew. Want to get rid of it? The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology. Naturally sends out molecules into the air, which will seek out those odors, get the pollutants that are in your home, and kill them dead. This doesn't mask anything, doesn't cover up the odors. It actually gets rid of the problem. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. This is for the whole house. Special offer right now, using the DUG3 code. You get 3 units for under $200. Please go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in discount code DUG3. That's how you save the $200. EdenPureDeals.com. Shipping is free.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming and then, ouchie, wawa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down-there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer. Manscaped even threw in 2 free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Russia reported it shut down its main artery for natural gas into Europe for maintenance on Wednesday. Western governments in Europe say this is a political move by the Kremlin. The halt comes as European nations race to fill gas storage facilities to prevent a shortage in the midst of winter. As the 8th and final leader of the Soviet Union, Mikhail Gorbachev sought to reform the communist state and infuse greater transparency. Russia's state news agencies cited Moscow Central Clinical Hospital as saying he had died this week at the age of 91.
They wanted to try some reforms. Khrushchev tried it. Kosygin tried an economic reform. But all of those were defeated because the nomenklatura always acted in a way to prevent reforms from succeeding.
Mr. Gorbachev from 30 years ago via a translator. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
The White House continues to have double standards when it comes to COVID-19. Illegal immigrants walk across the border without a vaccine? No worries. Come on in. Tennis player Novak Djokovic, a very healthy athlete, chooses not to get a COVID vaccine, and the Biden administration demands he stay out of country. Here's their explanation.
It is not that simple. It's not just that people are walking across the border. We have a plan in place. This is not like switching the lights on, right? This is going to take a process. We are fixing a broken system that was actually left by the last administration. And as it relates to the tennis star, that is totally different. That is a different process.
The Biden administration and Homeland Security continue to double down on the border crisis. Republican Representative Tony Gonzalez from Texas on Newsmax.
This is exactly what an American last agenda looks like. I'd say they do have a plan. The administration does have a plan. And that plan is open borders and to disrupt the way America looks, reshape it in another image. So, you know, I hosted seven top-tier candidates from all over the country. So that way on day one, when House Republicans take back the House, we're ready to go. We're ready to implement policy changes that do stop the bleeding on the southern border.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
Here's the story. This is from the world of medicine and science. Artificial intelligence being used to correct walking patterns. It's a Velcro sleeve that's fastened around the leg.
Mm-hmm.
You can imagine it too, right?
It is. Uses bionic lightweight fabric.
Yeah, right.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kaiser, doing a little macaraca here. At 34 after the hour, you're tuned to the Wednesday, August 31st, Doug Steffen Good Day program. Here's some good news, Jay. A Canadian teacher found a fossil that's older than me.
But by a couple hundred million years. 300 million years. And this like this teacher was digging or something. Just she was on a walk.
Yeah, right. This could rewrite the fossil record book. Paleontologists all excited about this. The Canadian school teacher's name is Lisa Cormier. And what she found could be 300 million years old.
goes back to prehistoric species of new dinosaurs, right? Who thought they were? A dinosaur is a dinosaur, right? We all look at those pictures.
How many species can there be? Yeah. Apparently, there are
a lot of them.
But wait, right. There's more.
Yeah, but wait, if you call now, there's a head, a ribs, spine pressed into the stone. She took some pictures and sent them to her mother, and then somehow or other her mother sent them off to some geologists and paleontologists who then raced down to where she was.
Mm-hmm.
Cape Egmont, I think that's in Prince Edward Island. A great place. All that's part of Canada. Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. Great touring place this time of year, especially. So anyway, these guys. Yeah. So the people study this stuff said this is something that is extremely rare. Maybe comes up every 50 or 100 years or so. Mm-hmm. There's no real frequency, according to this one fellow. So this could be an early reptile from after their class broke off from amphibians during the Carboniferous, what, huh? I know what this is. This is Carboniferous is iron. That the iron ore period, you know, iron goes back as far as oil is concerned. 300 million years ago, do you know that or not? Or does it make any difference? Probably doesn't make any difference.
Oh, yeah, the Carboniferous period, totally familiar with it. It's a hobby.
You're so funny. Okay. And you know you love to give it to me. You're just giving me a little of the old one, too. It's okay. Anyway, the incredible thing is here that they found something that, according to carbon dating, is old, old, old. But it really isn't in comparison to the universe, the planet.
Oh, yeah.
It's nothing.
And when you think about Earth, we're apparently a baby planet in terms of the entirety of the universe.
We sure
when
are.
You think about that. That is just like we are a blip in the timeline.
And we act like it, don't we? You know,
mm-hmm.
We can't get along.
The center of the universe.
Oh, yeah, right.
If the universe is infinite in every which direction, then aren't we?
We've left. I think we stepped out of that period or we stepped out of that reality. We've been talking about Gorbachev and what he said Putin is doing to the legacy of Russia, to the future of Russia. Now we hear today about the Russians at that power plant. Apparently they haven't, he's threatened to strike the plant. He wants to intimidate the Yugoslavians. They're not buying it, and they haven't been intimidated at all. Matter of fact, it's kind of hyped them up. They've gone after very aggressively a lot of Russians. They've captured a lot of Russian weapons, and apparently there is, with the Russian soldiers and the supplies, the trucks, the rifles, that either the Russian soldiers are giving to the Ukrainians, or the Ukrainians, because the Russian soldiers are all drunk, they're able to get them. That's one of the real problems. You see this Russian soldier, somehow or other, we got a hold of some government documents that were supposed to not obviously be public, which detail the drunken acts of insubordination. Now, looking at Putin and what's supposed to be happening, people say, "What? Why are the Russians, why are they so, there's so many more of them? And look at their superpower, they can't defeat these little ants on an anthill in Ukraine?" Well, one of the problems is that they're drunk most of the time. Mm-hmm. In fact, the latest incident, according to this thing that they found, was the Russian soldiers, they go get drunk, and then they kill, they've been shooting and killing their officers, the generals and the colonels and whatever the equivalent is to majors. Huh?
Well, at the beginning of all of this, we were even talking about how so many of the Russian military that were there and invading Ukraine didn't even want to be there.
No.
And they weren't even given any information of why they were there, what they were supposed to do.
Nope.
It was just any minute. It was like, okay, here's your order for right now. After you finish this, we'll give you new orders. And it was just such a hodgepodge mess where they were even running out of gas in the middle of their invasion, to where Ukrainians were taking them in and letting a lot of these young, very young military people, calling their parents to let them know that they're okay and giving them giving them like hot drinks and everything because this was in February.
Yeah, pretty ridiculous. The state, you know, they we go back to Gorbachev for a second. The people in the West, the United States, the Eastern, I mean, the Western Europeans, people around the country, around the world, love Gorbachev because he seemed to straighten things out. Russians, they blamed him for the Soviet. Putin is. Like, they were supposedly friends at one point in time when Putin was coming up, but he used Gorbachev to climb up the ladder, and now he's got nothing good to say, even in his death. Gorbachev's taking shots, I mean, Putin's taking shots at Gorbachev. I thought this was interesting. I was reminded, I saw the video, there's a commercial that Gorbachev did for a Pizza Hut in Siberia. Did you ever see that?
I did not.
He had fun. He was actually, he and Reagan became very good friends. And they shared a lot of time together on the phone or visiting as they could. And so the problem with the Russians is that they think that Gorbachev was westernized. Well, hello, duh. He was, in reality. But he saw the success. He wasn't foolish. He saw what less government brought about. He saw what capitalism brought about. He saw the health of the economy and people in general in the West, and he wanted that for the Soviet Union and or for Russia. And that's why he worked to break it down. Anyway, it's really pretty interesting, actually, to look at that whole thing. If Trump had been president when Gorbachev was in office, what do you think? How would that have been different? Would it have been different? I just am thinking, I know that's a wild thought. I'm just, you know, there's so much focus on Trump.
Gorbachev started as Marxist Leninist and then brought more democracy to it, where Putin seems like he is really avid about taking the democracy out.
Yeah, throw it out. I want to be a dictator. Thank you very much. Speaking of Trump, his social media, which is called Truth, right? Truth?
Yes, Truth.
Social platform, right? So he wants to get it approved at Google, and they said not so fast. Am I reading this correctly? What's going on with that?
It's already out. You can get it in the iTunes store, and Google Play store is just like no, because they feel like content moderation concerns are at play, and Google Play store is just totally stomping down Trump's Truth Social from being an option for Android users.
Yeah, so that's one more reason for the Trumpers not to like, let's go sign up for Truth. I've actually never seen it, have you? You're all over social media, so you probably
When it first came out, I did go look at it just because it is my favorite. What did you see?
It was kind of
a hodgepodge of mess. It seemed like it was a little bit Twitter-ish.
Yeah.
But we already know what's going on with Twitter and Facebook and how the powers that be there are already stomping things out from being in news feeds, where Trump, who was banned from Twitter, that's why he created this, because it's like, no, people should not be, people should be dictated what they can and cannot say. And if people are spewing lies and people believe them, then isn't that kind of on them? And it just brings a whole kind of philosophical question in terms of things.
Yeah, for sure. Jackson, Mississippi, yesterday we were talking about the fact they don't have any clean water. Hello, knock, knock, 24 hours later, they still are without clean water. Severe rains overwhelmed their systems, and then so all of the water that was there is compromised because of sewerage and all kinds of other things. This is the largest city in Mississippi. Those of you listening there know exactly what the story is. You got to buy bottled water, or I guess the city's giving you bottled water, but how long is that going to last? How are they going to... This system has completely... It's destroyed because of the way it hasn't been kept up, number one, and the weather has overwhelmed the system, so everything, the brick walls, the mortar, all of it just crumbled.
But also think if there's a fire. There's no water to even put out that fire. How far away will people have to come? And with trucks already equipped with water, they can't just go to a fire hydrant.
Yeah. Well, something to think about, that's for sure. The thunderstorm air purifier, speaking of things that are good for you, water, healthy water is good for you. Healthy air is good for you. Very important that in your home, in your car, wherever you are, your office, that you breathe the best air for your future well-being. Don't breathe that dirty air that's around. Try this new air purifier. There are no filters. This is really cool. You plug it into a wall socket, and it goes to work. You can smell a little bit at the beginning as it gets to the really raunchy odors that are in your house. It destroys deadly bacteria and viruses. So if you want to kill bad things in your home, kill the bad smell, kill the bad stuff, then what you ought to do is go right now, as you're thinking about it, to EdenPureDeals.com. This is an Eden Pure product, E-D-E-N-P-U-R-E, deals.com. Use the Doug3 code. You'll get a discount 50% off the cost of three thunderstorms right now. What a great deal for a great product. Your home needs to be great, and you need to be healthy. You never need to breathe dirty air anymore. You don't have to buy any filters. Just buy the product online. EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code Doug3. Save $200. I'm looking at the numbers here. And shipping is free. Again, Doug3 at EdenPureDeals.com for fabulous, wonderful, clean air again.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile, Crest has you covered.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
All right, 48 after the hour. Here's a groundbreaking discovery that we've all speculated on since the beginning of COVID. There's a podcast around by a forensic scientist who has actually tracked the COVID back to the lab in Wuhan. It came out of the lab in Wuhan. And if that wasn't bad enough, that's the origin. But our funding of the lab at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, there's a letter that has shown up from the National Institutes of Health's principal deputy director. It went to several people in the National Institutes of Health, focused on what happened in 2018-2019 when we helped to pay for the manipulation of the bat coronavirus that escaped. We've been talking about this. I've speculated on this, and it's back on the burner again because Fauci's going to retire. So everybody's going back through the records and seeing how, I guess, un-American would be the way I'd put it. Wow, what a bombshell. Not that we didn't know it. We kind of did. Yeah. 10 before the hour.
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick.
Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Here we go. Tucker, you're so funny. But this is great. I always enjoy listening to it. We listen to it about once every 3 weeks.
Yes, we do.
Theme from Jaws, which is one of the most iconic movies ever produced in my mind, even though I've never seen it because it scared me too much.
Seriously?
Oh, my God, yes. What? I want to watch Robert Shaw get eaten by a shark? No, I don't think so. Jay must love it too. Jay, you love it when the shark eats up everybody? Yes. Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll tell you a funny story before I bounce into why we're playing this. At my ice cream parlor, I have a big screen TV that I always play. I put on scenes in film like that's going to attract people's eyeballs when they're waiting online. So I play Jaws a lot. I bought it off on Amazon Prime. So I always start it in the middle. So when it gets to the sequence and Robert Shaw gets eaten, I always like cringe a little if there's little kids watching. I mean, I know it was released PG at the time in 1975, but it has to be the most intense sequence ever in a PG movie. I mean, it's pretty intense.
Yeah, it is.
And we play that music because this weekend, which is Labor Day weekend, Jaws is getting a national re-release, and for the first time ever, this film will be on the biggest screens, including the IMAX format. I have a buddy I do a podcast with whose favorite all-time film is Jaws, and he's never seen it in a movie theater, and he's going to bring his daughter. I think that's actually really cool. And I just
How old is his daughter?
No, she's like 14. She's more mature than you, so relax.
Thanks very much.
You'll sit on the sidelines again, maybe one day. But here's here's the thing. I always say, like, when I talk to the president of my theater, we always talk about, like, what movie can we get a lot of people to see if we want to do a fundraiser or some sort of event to create goodwill. And it always comes back to the same film. It's always Jaws, which means, although I never really believe in the great, there's no such thing as the greatest radio host or greatest quarterback.
Of course there is. What are you talking about?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
But here's the thing. I think if I had to pick one movie that might be the most iconic movie of all time, it probably would be Jaws in 75. It would.
Pete's Out the Poseidon Adventure? That's a tough one.
For a lot of people. Although for me, in my heart, the Poseidon Adventure 72 will always be the greatest movie. It's my all-time favorite movie, hands down. Yes.
Should re-release that.
I'm glad you brought that up, actually.
I'm sure you are. Okay, movie theaters across the U.S. offering $3 tickets for National Cinema Day on September 3rd. 95%
of all theaters are going to do it, which is really cool.
Yeah. All right, so what are you going to go see? I haven't seen Bullet Train yet. I'd like to. I'm going to probably run out to L.A. for a day this weekend, and if I have time, my daughter and my son think we ought to play it cool because it's going to be 110 in L.A. this weekend. So maybe I'll go to a movie theater and see Bullet.
So, hey, I got one question for you. If you had to take one movie in your memory that you could sit in a theater with a big crowd and watch on the big screen, an older film, what would it be, you think?
Either True Grit, the original version, or The Hunt for Red October.
Okay, cool.
Those are two really fabulous movies, frankly, for different reasons. But in my opinion, all the ingredients in, especially Hunt for Red October, the actors, it was a perfect mix of all kinds of stuff. And there was not any scene in that movie that you would...
It also was super widescreen. It looks great on it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
movie
it's fabulous.
Here's a bit of movie news I was reading, that Chris Rock... evidently declined hosting the Oscars.
You think he'd say yes to that? It would be kind of a mess with
that. Why would they ask him, though? I guess it's kind of like...
That's very true.
Kind of
an insult. Yeah. So, the Harrison Ford Star Wars blaster pistol from the Han Solo pistol has sold at auction for $1 million.
Wow.
A blaster, right? $1 million.
I hope they don't drop it. That's a lot of money.
Yeah. Right, exactly. John Wayne, before that, the highest price paid was $1 million for John Wayne's weapon from True Grit, speaking about True Grit.
Now, the person who buys this, what do they do with it? Private collection, put it in sort of display?
Right. Yeah, it's an investment. It's kind of like going to the stock market. They don't want to go to the stock market.
Or buy a comic book that's 50 years
exactly.
old.
Exactly. Crazy. Yep. All right, that's the update here today. Other than Natalie Portman's movie, the guy, the vendor, food vendor, is the guy who's shooting the things up, it looks like. All right, Charco, we'll visit again tomorrow. It's 59 past the hour.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.